This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good morning, America. As the sun comes up and everything, by the time you guys hear this, it will be about a week old, but we now get to look out there and look at the leftists and say, Chief Justice, or not Chief Justice, I'm sorry, Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which any of you that may have heard a gut laugh coming from the southeastern quadrant of the United States, that was me. But I'm not the only one that I hang out with, which... is that even a phrase? I'm not the only one that I know of that is as irreverently unpolitically correct as I know. I used to make this characterization of one day the Antifa were going to round the corner. They're going to come. They're going to be burning down all the Starbuckses and, you know, burning out all the limos and everything else. And one day they're going to come around a corner and there were going to be some veterans. And I refer to a term for veterans is pipe hitters. And they were going to turn that corner, and there was going to be about six pipe hitters sitting there waiting on them. And it didn't matter how many Antifa were going to be coming down the street. Those six pipe hitters would deal with all of those Antifa. So you can only imagine my surprise when somebody actually did a graphic and an ad campaign on it. And now they are a sponsor of Lock and Load. And just to tell you the story of that and how politically incorrect he is, which he makes me blush, I decided to have him on this show with me today. So with no further ado, let me introduce you to the, he is the creative mind behind PipeHittersUnion.com, which is an apparel with an attitude that you can wear telling your story to. My favorite is Be Violent First. That's my favorite of the apparel you can wear. And I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris. Welcome to Gun Owners News Hour. You've been on Lock and Load a lot. Welcome to Gun Owners News Hour.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It's good to talk to you.
Let's talk a little bit for the people that don't know about the beginning of our relationship. You and a cat named Kit Cope at Spikes Tactical, you guys decided to just put out a little ad campaign, just sort of a statement called the Not Today Antifa ad campaign, which was basically what I just described, a bunch of pipe hitters waiting on a bunch of masked Ninja Utes coming down the street. They were, you know, not really knowing what they were blowing up, but it didn't matter. It was trendy. When you guys put that out there, there was a bit of a reaction coming from the fake stream legacy media. What was that like?
Wow. So it was a bit crazy. We never expected it to, you know, take off the way that it did or to be received quite the way that it was. So we took out a two-page ad, like a centerfold ad in Recoil and Skill Set magazines. And what the ad depicted was received very differently than what it was in reality. So it was four guys fully kitted up with their muzzles all pointed in safe directions, fingers off triggers, safeties, switched on, and they were basically standing in a defensive posture against a rioting crowd of Antifa. And basically it said, not today, Antifa. And what people should have taken away from that is, hey, just not on our watch. We're not going to let that go down here. But they were postured and ready to react if need be. Now, of course, we were... I mean, crucified, really, in the media. Newsweek picked it up. Vice picked it up. I mean, some really, really, really big media outlets picked it up, and they said that we were encouraging violence against, you know, liberals and that we were Nazis and white supremacists, and it went on and on and on. Now, like a lot of people in today's day and age, people back down. It's who they are. It's what people have become, and they apologize. And people kept looking to us for apologies. And you know, obviously they had no idea who I am or where I'm from or, you know, the blocks I've checked, but that wasn't happening. So every opportunity we had, we doubled down and called people out. And, you know, it was good. It was good. We stood our ground and we gained a lot of respect, you know, for it from the people that matter. And the people that don't matter, you know, they can pound sand. I'm not really concerned about their thoughts. But, you know, so, I mean, that's the really short of it. But, yeah, that's it.
The you and Kit were a little taken aback by that, right? I mean, you guys were really not expecting that kind of thing. It was sort of bewildering for you, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I knew that we might. I thought it was reasonable that we might ruffle some feathers, but I never expected to be treated the way that we were treated. We were receiving death threats, which I'm not so concerned about. But, you know, I also have a family. I have two small children that are not with me all the time. And, you know, we were not by no means encouraging violence. Like I said, we were, you know, everybody depicted in the ad were standing in a defensive posture as if to protect something, not as if we were going out, you know, to engage, you know, hostile targets. That wasn't the case at all. But it was twisted. And when people did reach out to us for comments and would ask us very pointed questions, we would give them very specific answers, and then they wouldn't run our answers intentionally to mislead their readers or listeners as to what we were trying to, you know, put out. It was it was tough. And being that it was, you know, Spikes is a gun company. They make all of our guns. They make a tremendous number of guns, not just our guns. They're a huge, you know, gun company, but they make, you know, pipe hitters guns. So it quickly became, you know, all about, you know, guns and that we were inciting violence. And I mean, this was even picked up by media outlets in Australia. I mean, it circled the globe.
It was glorious. It was truly glorious. The reaction that they were getting was that the supposition was supposed to be, we can push your face in and we don't expect you to do anything about it. And Kit Cope is a mixed martial arts fighter who has never backed down from a fight in his life. Lincoln has been so many places that when I'm seen with him in public, he has to hide his head. I mean, he's just that kind of an operator. He has left parts of himself all over the place. These were not two just run-of-the-mill dudes. These were guys that, you know, it wasn't about you guys getting into the fight. You were just like, I thought the fight was over. It's not over. Cool. And then you just got and you just plugged on. Of course, then I came along and I said, hey, how would you like to come on a show where I'm going to laugh at the stuff you guys are doing just because I enjoy it so much? So it wasn't all completely 100%, you know, negative now, was it?
Oh, no. I mean, we took this negative, and of course, it, you know, I can't even say that I'd prefer it not happened. It actually was fantastic that it happened because it gave us an opportunity to really tell our side to, you know, millions and millions of people that wouldn't have heard it, you know, otherwise. And every time I get the opportunity to throw this scab's name out, I do. The reporter, if we can call him that, Michael Hayden at Newsweek, you know, I put out offers. Like, I would put him in a first class, pay his first class ticket, put him on a flight to actually have him come out to Austin, Texas, and spend a day or two with me and my family and here at the company to find out that, you know, the words he had written about us were untrue. But, of course, I never heard from him. He never took me up on it. And it would have been nice, but that's not what they were looking for. They had no interest in the truth. They really, and it became more and more obvious to me the longer that we played this game and had this conversation that it was all about pushing a narrative. And this was the first time at a big scale that we were ever, you know, a victim of that. And I hate to even use that word victim because I'm not a victim. We are not a victim. You throw the punches, we'll punch back. You know, we're not going to apologize for it and turn our tail and run, you know.
Let me get you to hold up right there, because I'm liking what I'm hearing. PipeHittersUnion.com. That is where you can find the fruit of Lincoln's labor. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You guys don't know. You're not going to know what I'm talking about, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Take two. Hope it's as fine a morning as you are where I am, as it is where I am. I am talking to Lincoln Osiris. He is the chief operating mind and bone breaker at PipeHittersUnion.com, where the apparel has an attitude that only those who dare should wear it, but you can too. Lincoln, now you're a military veteran.
True. True story.
Tell me where the impetus came from you to begin Pipe Hitters Union.
Wow, we're taking it way back. All right, so let's see. I got out of the military in 2004. When I left the military, I had been doing intelligence operations at SEAL Team 6. Less than a week later, I went to work for that very dirty word, Blackwater. And things were very different in the war back then. I mean, heck, we've been at war for so long now. I don't think a lot of people remember what it was like back then, but we had a lot of many tough days back then. Like, we would get in firefights all the time. It wasn't unusual to get in one firefight a day. Our casualty rate was through the roof. And at some point, you know, early in those days, there was a talk about lowering our pay. And in all honesty, we were paid very, very well, but it was all about risk and reward as a contractor. You know, the risk was really, really high, so there was no reason for the reward to be lowered. So at some point, you know, after being told that they're going to lower our pay, and it was this big thing, and so we're joking around about needing to unionize. And, of course, you know, it was a joke because you can't, you know, have a union in that line of work. And somebody said, so if we had a union, what would we call it? Somebody said we'd call it the friggin' Pipe Hitters Union. And I kid you not, we printed up a couple dozen T-shirts as a joke. And we're wearing them all over Iraq. And we'd run into, you know, SF guys or SEALs or Rangers or whoever. And everybody loved it. And, you know, here we are 15 years later and we're sold all over the planet.
Well, you've never told me that story before, Lincoln. Did you know?
Oh, really?
Nope, not the part about unionizing with Blackwater.
Yeah.
Now,
so, I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but the term, so we get this, asked this question all the time, and the term pipe hitter goes back to at least the 1920s. And people are like, all right, so what is a pipe hitter? In today's day and age, it's a door kicker. It's, a spec ops guy. But it's grown well beyond that. It can refer to, you know, cops and first responders and, you know, regular guys in the military. But back then in the 1920s, it referred to like enforcers, the guys that, you know, basically kept things cool and calm. And the definition, like as we see it, as it's grown, is that they're guys that bring order from chaos. You know, they're the guys that do the dirty work so that people can live and thrive in a peaceful society. You know, people in a polite society don't like to acknowledge, you know, our presence, but, you know, we're needed. You know, we're the guys that are willing to get our hands dirty. You know the deal.
I do. For you, though, the a pipe hitter also, for those of you, you know, I don't want anybody, I think everybody should have at least some pipe hitter's apparel if you are a woke citizen, if you are aware of what we might have to face one day as you look out there and you realize that, I mean, if you think the Kavanaugh thing was great, wait till Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires or passes away or whatever she's going to do. Wait till the left goes that route. You know, for people that look at this, and when you took your oath, Lincoln, did you get out there and say, you know, I'm only going to defend the conservatives or the leftists, or I'm only going to defend the black guys that have red hair? You didn't say any of that, right? You just said, I'm going to defend the Constitution, which is the United States, and we defended everybody, right?
You know, Bill, absolutely. I mean, no, I've never said that. And I, like many veterans, you know, I've got my own demons. And those demons come from doing things that you, you know, don't want to do and you lose sleep about. And you know, things that you'll carry for the rest of your life. But it's because I gave my word, you know, I took that oath and I meant it. And it's, you know, it's not always, what do you say, you know, hugs and kittens. Like sometimes you've got to crack a few eggs in order to, you know, get the job done. But no, like I'm, whether I agree with you or disagree with you politically, you know, if you're still my responsibility, I've got to take care of you. And that's, it makes me sick what I see right now in our country and in politics, how, you know, we just attack one another instead of, you know, and especially people that don't, you know, honor their oath.
Well, I might ask you about that in the other segment. You just gave me the topic for the next segment, but the next one after that. But what I was going to say is that for those of you that are woke to this and everything, you can rest assured that should things become less civil in our world, that people like Lincoln, and to whatever extent I can bring up people like me, we're not going to sit around and just watch that happen. We're not going to watch America tear itself apart. We will arrest that action. And if you feel the same way as we do, then guess what? You are a pipe hitter, and you should be going there and declaring this stuff. And
that's, you know, I'm glad you said that. So it's interesting. So like I said, the term pipe hitter has been around since like the 20s. And I think a really good way to kind of explain the term, I mean, people use it in movies left and right. It's used in Hollywood now when referring to, you know, kind of those hard-hitting guys. But once a year or so, some idiot jumps on social media and he'll quote Pulp Fiction. Like, I don't want to hide from that, but
yeah,
we're so far from the truth on that. So they'll say, hey, you named your company after the most ridiculous misunderstanding of this one scene in Pulp Fiction, and that's not the case, you know. And as I said, it's been around since the 20s. But speaking of movies, I think the movie that is a really good representation of the pipe hitter mentality is A Few Good Men. And every once in a while this comes up, and I always use this one, but everyone remembers that movie. I'm sure you remember that movie. But Jack Nicholson, you know, he plays, you know, the evil, ruthless Colonel Jessup, and he has that famous line, you know, the line, you can't handle the truth. Now, most people think of Colonel Jessup as the bad guy in the film, and of course, in a way, he is, but he's also the one guy who speaks the hard truth.
Yeah.
He has this short rant, and I'm pulling it from memory, and I'm only going to give you like two or three sentences of it.
But we have 19 seconds. Go.
Oh, well, then I'll tell you what. I'll lead with that when we come back in segment three.
Okay. Colonel Jeff. And if you've ever seen that, if you've never seen that, you probably need to go look and see what he's referencing, because that is the hard truth. That is a perfect encapsulation of what a veteran is and what they go out and the unspoken actions are taken. We'll be right back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. And we're going to open this with my guest, Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. Give us your Colonel Jessup quote and just understand that what he's telling you is what all of us tell ourselves when we're facing out.
So I'll tell you what. Right before we went to break, I was telling you that I think a really good representation of the term pipe hitter and the mentality of a pipe hitter is this one scene in A Few Good Men where Colonel Jessup, you know, Jack Nicholson, he has that rant, and it starts with, "You can't handle the truth." And he says, "Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have that luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall." And I can't tell you how often I've said that. I say it over and over and over. I probably say it in my sleep if you want to ask Miss Pipe Hitters Union. But that's how I feel. It's a lot of people don't appreciate us. A lot of people have no idea what it takes to be us. And a lot of people have no idea what it's like to carry the baggage of doing that work. But that is what it is to be a pipe hitter. It's not a popular thing to say out loud today, and we see it playing out politically and culturally every day, Bill. But the truth is, the world has bad people in it, and those bad people want to cause you and your family and your loved ones harm. And there are times when you've got to get your hands dirty and bring harm to those people. And I've lived that life. And, you know, that is the origin of the company Pie Fitters Union. And we've never lost that edge. And I promise that we will never lose that edge. We're not a brand for everyone. We're definitely not for everyone. And I don't ever want to be for everyone. We could be a lot bigger. We could water down our message. We could do that. And we could make a lot more money. But that's not how I measure success. There are a couple other brands in our industry that are much bigger. I mean, honestly, they're a lot bigger. And those brands and I, we come from similar places, but they've gone in a very different direction than we have. In their pursuit, you know, to grow their bottom line, they put out a bunch of junk, and they try to be everything to everyone. And in that pursuit, I think they've lost their way, and they've given up their authenticity. And that is something I promise to never give up. We will stay true to who we are, where we come from. And if that means that, you know, our bottom line is smaller than theirs, then so be it. But that's how I measure success, is we will never give up our integrity, and we will be true to our message. So,
well, here's the thing that, and listen, for all of you who never served in the military, this is not us being elitist or anything. The nature of man is, and has been, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed since the time of Adam and Eve. And pipe hitters are the hedge against the darker side of that nature. Because there will always be people out there wanting to harm you, control you, take advantage of you in ways that, you're just a commodity to be used and then disposed of. And the hedge against that is pipe hitters, not the T-shirt company, just the individual. That type of person is somebody that can get out there and be hyper-violent in a very directed way and then turn it right back off and go play, you know, Xbox or something when they go back to the rear, right? I mean, you probably saw that how many times in the sandbox?
Oh, I can't tell you how many hours of Call of Duty I got under my belt. If I wasn't opping, I was in the gym, eating, sleeping, or playing some Call of Duty. Like, it definitely happened. But you don't have to be a spec ops guy or even active duty military or a veteran to be a pipe hitter. You just can't be some Cheeto-eating, you know, crackhead sitting on a couch that doesn't stand for anything. That's not who we are. It's all about a mindset. Like, you don't even have to have ever served. Like, it's all about the mindset. So that's what it takes to be a pirate.
Yeah. And for those, like I said, you woke people, welcome to the fold. And don't feel bad about it, because I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to know that you're out there, because hopefully it doesn't get bad. But, we got enough time to explore this one with you really quick. Do you think we sort of exist in a, and we haven't talked about what I said we're going to talk about. We can talk about that in the next segment. Do you think we sort of exist in a soft civil war right now?
Wow, I've never actually heard it put quite that way. So soft. Yeah, in a way. Like, if you... Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, Bill. I haven't heard anybody put it quite like that, because if you're talking about words, yeah, I'd say that we're in a civil war with words for sure. And we're even on the brink, in my opinion, of not so soft civil war. Like, we're seeing things now that are definitely outside of the norm. You know, the question is, will these words, you know, turn into violence?
With Antifa and everything, we have not seen them walk into a not today Antifa moment where they're actually going to walk in where there might be some former combatants that are prepared to deal with that. So it, that's kind of hard to tell. Although, given what we see with these rampage killings, where you got one guy in there like at Clackamas Mall in Oregon, where one guy with a handgun stood up against one guy with a rifle and stopped the rampage killing. without firing a shot. So, you know, and this was just a kid. This kid, you know, he never put on the uniform. He never went through a day of basic training. So what's going to when they do, if they do. See, that's the other thing that I wonder about is because with this soft civil war that is going on, are they going to venture past their friendly climes and go, you know, get out of Washington State, get out of Berkeley, get out of New York, get out of, you know, all these gun-free zones? Are they going to try to come into our towns and ply their trade there? And what are they expecting if they do? I've seen them out there with have you seen the John Brown Gun Club? Have you seen
those? Oh, yeah, I have.
For those of you who don't know this is the leftist getting out there and buying guns, and for every one that has a real gun, there's going to have four or five that have fake guns or something to pose for the pictures, and they're constantly muzzling each other's legs. It's pretty funny. And then they go up and they shoot at targets that are 20 meters away, and they're hitting it one out of 20 times. It's if it wasn't so tragic, it would be quite amusing for me anyway. But I, you know, just thinking of it that way, I mean, does that bother you to think that maybe in your lifetime or my lifetime that we might have to face that which we thought we'd had put away and moved on from?
You know, it bothers me that my children might have to deal with that. It wouldn't bother me so much. As I said earlier, I've got enough demons. I don't think, you know, any more demons are going to weigh me down. But I just think that it's really unfortunate that we're here. Like, we're here. Like, how did we get here? Like, is there a way, you know, to kind of bring it back, you know, to fix things? And that's the part that's really got me most upset, is can we bring it back?
We'll see. We'll definitely see. We're going to be right back. I'm speaking with Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back again one last time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been discussing and hopefully introducing you people to Pipe Hitters Union and talking to their main guy, Lincoln Osiris. He asked an interesting question that I want to sort of explore a little bit about whether we think we can ever get back to a America where we look at ourselves as one America, not as a left America and a right America, red or blue. When was the last time you think it was that way? One America.
You know, I don't know if I've even got an answer to that question. I mean, that's really the biggest argument right now is, for instance, let's talk about Make America Great Again. Well, that suggests that, you know, America was once great and we need to get back to that. And then a lot of people will argue that America was never great and we need to keep changing. So when I say, can we get things back? Well, getting things back is not even the answer that some people are looking for. Other people are looking to, you know, for that progressiveness, for things to change. So, my answer, you know, my question, and what I think the answer is, let's get things back. But that isn't other people's, you know, what other people are seeking to accomplish. And that's, you know, maybe we're all asking, you know, the wrong question here.
Well, I mean, I think on 9/11, on the day of 9/11, and for about a week after 9/11, mm-hmm. I think we were all one people.
We were unified, and it took us getting, you know, it took, you know, 3,000 people dying in order for that to happen. But now you've got to ask yourself, we've been at war for a long time. I mean, for a long, long time. And I don't know, like, people have forgotten about the war. People don't even pay attention when people die in Iraq or Afghanistan or Northern Africa. People don't, it's just a part of our daily lives now. And I don't even think that something, you know, tragic would unite us at this point.
Well, it would have to be something tragic here, I think. I think it would have to be something in their face tragic. We've had other incidents occur in various places, but like in, you know, in Las Vegas, for example, when I went there for SHOT Show and everything has been put back, everything is repaired. No reports ever came out. Everybody sort of functions the same way they used to. I wasn't there pre-paddock, but, you know, everybody seems to have a very short memory when it comes to certain things, but it's interesting that the post 9/11 America seems to have gone so divisive so fast since 2001. There's in about next year there will be people graduating that weren't alive when 9/11 happened. That'll be first class that they don't even know what the world was like before then.
Right.
And everybody out there today, they have a Facebook page, which I detest Facebook. I find it to be a necessary evil. And they've got Instagram and all this other stuff. Everybody is quite narcissistic. Everybody's got their face in their phone. I mean, when you go to a concealed carry permit class, you got to talk people out of state, keeping their face out of their phones. There's something to be aware. It's a different America than 2001. What we're looking at today is a different complexion. And when the question comes up, can we pull it back? I don't know. Because there's way too many people that don't do any critical thinking. They hear something on Twitter, and they're like, Brett Kavanaugh used to rape and drug gangs of women. He'd go and steal the little girls from... And one person puts that out, and then we got a protest with Alyssa Milano out front and, Amy Schumer and all these other people.
I don't have all the answers, and I don't pretend to have all the answers. I can tell you, so my history, I've checked the blocks. I've done my part. I've gone to some of the most kinetic places on the planet and have stacked up bodies in the support of our government and their fight on this global war on terrorism. Like, I've done my part. And now I'm not doing that anymore. I've been shot. I've been blown up. I've had my skull fractured. My back is fused in two different places. Like, I'm done running and gunning. Like, that's it. Like, I'm done. But, now I run a very successful clothing company. And in this business, now I do my best to support the guys that are still doing the dirty work, that are still doing, the hard jobs. We're supporting, law enforcement officers. We're supporting, firemen. We're supporting, everyone that we can. And so when I say, can we get things back? I don't know. That's a bigger problem than me, but I can tell you what I do is just do the best that I can do. And one of the things, Bill, I don't know if you even know this, but we sponsor an international motorcycle club. Now, most people think that, motorcycle club, what do you got a bunch of, like gangsters on motorcycles riding all over the place and getting into trouble? No. Like, as a matter of fact, in order to even join this motorcycle club, you've got to be active duty military or a veteran or a first responder or a defense contractor, something of that nature, in order to even join. And then their entire purpose is to do charity work and fundraisers. And we support them in that effort. There are chapters all over the place. And so, really, I'm just going to continue doing the best that I can to bring about positive change that I can actually have an effect on, and then support the guys that are, putting away thugs or the guys that are downrange stacking up the bodies of bad guys. And that is my place now. And, that's what we're doing here at PHU.
Yep. And I completely agree with all of that. The thing about everybody else out there, though, all of these leftists and everything that look at what you do, like with Not Today Antifa, the people you support now, your motorcycle club, all the other things that you, Kip, everybody does, them looking at that like it's alien, like it's such a crazed notion to understand that people out there are willing to be this kind of a person amuses me a great deal, because when they finally, when the Vice and the Newsweek people, if they do go kinetic, as you like to say, which I love the phrase kinetic, if they go kinetic, they're only going to be kinetic for a very short period of time. They're going to be kinetic, and then they're going to be stationary after we cause them to be that way. And it will be a sad day when that happens. And they need to understand, I think, that there's a difference between what we really don't want to do and what we are willing to do if you make us.
Well, I think, I mean, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, just because I'm busted up, I'm probably, you know, exponentially more lethal than most of these knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would really, really prefer it's going to be a horrible, horrible day when Americans turn against Americans. And I hope that day doesn't come. But it's definitely going to be a really bad day for those knuckleheads.
Yeah, well, if they get to have another one beyond that. That's the problem. That's the problem when you the people that look at you and say, well, you're really quite uncouth, aren't you? They don't understand the difference between, see, people like Lincoln are the modern-day pacifist. A pacifist has options. Lincoln's option, the one he prefers, is to be a man of peace, raise his children, hang out with Mrs. Pipehitter's Union, do all the stuff that he does, give the money to the charities, all the things that he does. That's his preference. However, if you cross him, he has the capability of leaving you in peace and leaving you in pieces.
Just because I prefer
peace
doesn't mean that I'm not highly skilled at violence.
No, and that's the thing, and that's why there will always be a need for pipe hitters. That's why there will always be a place in the world for people that are this type of person, man and male and female. And that's why as far as your question is concerned, I would like to think that we as Americans could find a way, but with everything that they keep pushing and everything, and the people that follow them are just lemmings. They don't do any of this individual thinking that we were taught to do in the military from the lowest rank up. That's the problem. But we're about to run out of time. We will definitely have to do this again. You can catch Lincoln.
I really enjoyed it. Please have me back. I always love talking to you.
Absolutely. Check him out. Check out his stuff at pipehittersunion.com. Wear the apparel. Have the attitude. Feel free to join us. The weather and the water is fine. And that's it. We'll be back next week. Everybody stay safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.